Mills, serving the North Valley with farm, garden, and pet supplies since 1898. Northern Star Mills offers natural and organic soil amendments and fertilizers, as well as natural and holistic pet supplies. Northern Star Mills is located in downtown Chico, across from the Bidwell Mansion. And by The Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. Today on North State Give and Take, I'm going to interview Michelle Radcliffe Garcia, and she is an outreach specialist for the California Telephone Access Program. And thank you, Michelle, for showing up.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, Michelle and I saw each other at a fundraiser, and she had a beautiful booth with all kinds of phones. And, you know, you have such a nice setup, and I wanted to know, what are you doing and what is the California Telephone Access Program?
Well, it's a state mandated program. It's been around for over 40 years, believe it or not. And we provide free specialized phones for people that have trouble hearing, seeing, moving, speaking, and remembering. So anyone that has any of those difficulties can easily get a phone from us. They just have to live in California, have phone service, either landline or a cell phone service, and get a doctor's signature on our application.
So let me just back up for a minute. Mm-hmm. So it's phones for anyone that's, what are the qualifications?
Hearing, vision, mobility, memory, or speech.
Okay. And is there a monetary, do you have to qualify financially?
No, there's no income guidelines at all. So it could be a millionaire. If they wanted to get a phone from us, they could. And there's no age limit either. So it could be a 10-year-old or a 90-year-old. It doesn't matter.
Okay. So what you do is you go to your doc. He gives you, it's like a referral, I guess we'd say.
Yeah.
Something like that. They have a diagnosis and then they connect with you. And I saw them. Some of them are so good, like for someone who couldn't see very well. You know, I have a woman that I take care of. And I mean, she has a terrible time with her mobile phone, trying to hit the numbers. And there's buttons on the side. And, you know, these phones look so simple.
Yes. And that's the thing, too. So many people have cell phones now. So we have devices that work through Bluetooth. We have a few different devices. One is like a handheld device that will pair to your cell phone, and it gets a lot louder and it's clearer. But we also have another device. It's called the X-Link, and it's basically a box that you pair your cell phone to it through Bluetooth, and that allows you to plug in like a regular corded home phone. So if, say it's someone that, like you just said, has trouble dialing and they just have a cell phone, they can get one of our phones with the very large buttons. They're like 2 by 3 inches big, you know, they're that big, like the size of a Ritz cracker, and plug it into that X-Link, have their cell phone paired to that. So then they can use our phone to dial out, which is amazing.
That is amazing. And so that box just has to have an outlet, an electric outlet. And then you have to work with the person to pair it. So the mobile phone has to be able to be a Bluetooth device.
Yes. And all smartphones have Bluetooth, and most flip phones that I've seen have Bluetooth also, although okay, some of them do have a like an earlier version compared okay to the smartphone. phones.
Okay. Oh, that would be so great. So in the home, there's a box plugged in. You don't even really need to hold your mobile. Once you Bluetooth it up, then you can set that aside, because then you have a phone in front of you, a big one.
Correct. Yeah. So you use that for what you need it for, like the dialing. But we also, you can use like even a portable one and plug it in and have the use the same features, the amplification, the tone adjustment. The phone also has a slow talk button on that particular one. So when people talk really, really fast, you can push that button and it slows their voice down as you're talking with them.
Okay. So would they pick up a receiver if they had that, or do they just, they have a speaker option too, I'm sure.
Yeah, they would use, it has both actually on that particular phone. And that's another neat feature. You know how when you have a portable phone and you sometimes put the handset down in the kitchen and you have the bass in the front room, let's say, and then you could push the button to find that handset. Well, it acts as an intercom too. So if, you know, you have a husband and wife, your husband's out in the shop and he has the handset out there, you can like call him from the base.
Okay.
And so the base, you would be talking through the speakerphone and then he would pick it up like a regular phone call.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. So this is a California program and they just realized it was a need.
Well, the way that it started was the deaf community, they use TTYs, which are telephone typewriters, you know, for deaf.
Yes.
And it was very costly. So they lobbied and they got a bill passed to pay for those at no cost. And then our program has expanded, you know, for vision and mobility and memory.
Yeah.
And it just, it keeps expanding there as technology improves, you know, we keep getting new devices into our program.
Yeah. Well, for like this woman that I know, this couldn't be better just because a little mobile, you know, a little phone, it's difficult, you know, for any of those things. You can't hear, you can't see. She has a hard time pressing the buttons with her fingers. So that would be really a good thing for her. So how are you, I know you go places and kind of set up your booth so people get an idea about it. Is that sort of how you're getting the word out there? Or have you gone to some probably organizations and doing some kind of presentations and those kind of things?
Yes, I do presentations. I do booths at events. And like today, for example, I went to a food distribution event and told people about it as they picked up their food.
Yeah.
So I just try to be creative in all different ways.
Sure.
We also put information in people's newsletters and doing interviews. This is great because so many people listen to the radio. So hopefully more people will learn about it this way. We do television advertising, and there's service centers throughout the state. We are the furthest north service center. There's two of us that work out of the service center, and it's part-time. It's on Churn Creek Road, but once people get their application signed, they can come in and we will show them all the phones that we have and help them choose the best one for their difficulties. And then we train them on it, and then they could take it home that same day.
Okay. So you go to the doc. Do you have the form when you go see your doctor, or does he just write it out, say, on a script pad, and that works?
You take the form to him, and
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You take the form to him. Now, Churn Creek is in Redding or Anderson. Now, if you're in Chico, do you have to go up to get it to come to your office?
That's one way. Chico's kind of in the middle. There's also a service center in Sacramento, and they're open Monday through Friday. If you aren't able to come for whatever reason, you can have the phone sent to you, and they ship it through UPS. So we just need to have a physical address to deliver. But that's an option, too. And you can always call in if you need assistance in setting it up or if you have any questions or anything. And they all come with the book, too. And describes how to use it as well.
So they could have a conversation with you on the phone about what might be the best. and then you would ship it to them here, if here in Chico, if it was someone that needed, couldn't get up to Redding to get it.
Yes. Okay. And for other folks that maybe, like for someone that's blind, you know, it's very hard for them to get out and do things. My coworker, she does do home visits to people that with specific phones. Like one of them is a caption phone that people, for people that are hard of hearing, they can read what the other person is saying. But that it takes a little adjusting to be to switch to just reading instead of trying to hear what the person is saying. Yeah. So that takes a lot more training, and it's good to do that in the person's home. Like that, we do those automatically. We do home visits for that.
Okay. How long has this program been out there?
It's been around for over 40 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And really? Huh.
I have a lot of people say, oh, yeah, my mom had that phone, you know, and it's like,
Yeah. Well, that's such a good thing for us to put it out there, because I didn't know that. And of course, I'm getting older, not that I might need one of those, but I deal with some people that are older. And yeah, they could just, they can, it would be so much better for them.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have so many things, you know, that's why I like to show people the actual phone, and so that they can have it in their mind. And then when they think about their family or maybe a friend down in LA or somewhere, it's like, oh, they can use that phone, you know?
Yeah.
Because we even have phones for like quadriplegics, where they can just, if they can only move their one hand, they can push a button and call out and push a button and answer the phone, or even just tap their head.
Head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. So it's a California program. Okay. A program of the California Public Utilities Commission.
Yes. So it's actually paid for through a surcharge on everyone in California's phone bill. It's a few pennies a month. I looked it up one month. It was 12 cents on my bill.
Okay.
So it's not very much at all. But when you need it, you don't have to pay anything. So nothing changes on your phone bill at all.
Yeah. Gee, you know, we ought to do that for a lot more things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of painless. And like you said, not a lot, but it sure gives a good service for free, so that people don't have to worry about that part of it.
Yeah.
Or qualify. That's another one. People would think that they'd have to qualify. But I know that they do need to get that doctor's diagnosis to be able to do that.
Yeah. And it could be like their medical doctor or a nurse practitioner, a physician's assistant. I always tell people, if they have hearing aids, a lot of times it's faster to go to wherever they got their hearing aids, like say it's Costco even, and they can sign our forms.
Okay.
So that makes it a little faster instead of maybe waiting for their doctor's appointment.
Right. Well, sometimes even to get a primary, then get them to sign it.
Yeah.
That can take a long time.
Right.
Now, how do they get the form?
They can download it from our website. Our website is californiaphones.org. They can also call in and get it. Our phone number, the call center, is 1-800-806-1191.
And then you'll send it to them in the mail?
Yeah, they can have it sent to them. If there's an organization or group that would like to hear about it, I can do a presentation for them and give out the applications then.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll keep my mind open about that too, about maybe having you come down to Chico and do one of those. That would be good.
Yeah.
That would be good. Have you done many in Chico?
I have. It's been a little while. We're just now starting to get back out after COVID.
Yeah.
So not everyone is completely opened up. So I'm still trying to, you know, see who is open and willing to do it. We do a lot of senior nutrition sites and senior housing.
Yeah.
But we'll do Rotary Club, any group that will have us, we will present.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind. I've got a Rotary guy in my family.
Oh, good.
I'll talk to him.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's so good. It was just a great display. I really appreciated you the other day.
Thank you.
And it made, you know, it was friendly and, you know, inviting, so that people could, you know, see if it was something that would work for them.
Yeah.
You're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Michelle Radcliffe Garcia. She's an outreach specialist with a program of the California Public Utilities Commission, California Telephone Access Program. So stay tuned. We'll be back to talk some more with her. This interview with Michelle Radcliffe Garcia from the California Telephone Access Program. You're listening to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico. My name is Bobby Tryon, and this show is called North State Give and Take.
And just to let people know, too, we also do smartphone trainings because a lot of times more mature people will sometimes maybe get a phone, and it's not even that. I used to only use an Android phone, and then for work, they gave us an iPhone. I didn't know iPhones, you know? Yeah. So we did the training when we first started it, and it's like, oh, okay, that's how you do that. You know, yeah. So it can be really helpful for a lot of people, and you get a workbook with it. It's very helpful. So we do that for iPhone as well as for Android.
And so the person gets the iPhone, and then you'll do the training?
Yeah, they have to have their own device.
Yeah. Yeah, they get, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad to know all this, and we'll put that out there for people. And let's do this again. Give me your website again.
It's californiaphones.org.
Okay. And that number?
Phone number is 1-800-806-1191.
Okay. So people can call with any questions, go online and check it out. And what a good program. I'm just glad it's when you say 40 years, I'm so surprised that it's been going on that long.
Yeah.
They just probably weren't organized on how to get it out, the word out in the world or whatever.
Yeah. It's really grown, you know, it started out small and then it's grown.
Become, yeah.
And I guess they used to administer it through phone companies.
Uh-huh.
So
I see.
A lot of times people will say, oh, yeah, I got it through the phone company years ago, you know.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Do they still do the TTY thing?
We do have TTYs, but most deaf people will text or they use video relay if they sign.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, less and less.
Yeah, but we do have 711 where people can call if someone does have a TTY that's deaf. Another user that isn't deaf, they can dial 711 and then they'll get an operator and then they talk through the operator.
I see.
Yeah.
So they still have that available. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we also have that for what's called speech to speech. So say like someone has a stroke or something and they have difficulty speaking, but like their family might understand them, but they call their doctor and they might get hung up on.
Yeah.
If you dial 711, there's operators trained in speech, so they take the time to understand what you're saying. And you could even do it through video so that they could see the person.
Easier.
And then they revoice for them so that they can still remain independent, even though they're not able to speak, you know, as well as they could before.
Yeah. Well, this is the world of communication. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to have out there to get anything done. You kind of have to talk on the phone.
Right.
Seems that way.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, very good. Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you and I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for offering to let me do this.
Yeah, sure. Okay, good. I'll see you later.
All right. Take care.
All right. This has been an interview with Michelle Radcliffe Garcia, an outreach specialist from the California Telephone Access Program, a program of the California Public Utilities Commission. And this is North State Local Voices. If you'd like to hear any of my interviews, you can go to the KCFR website, go to shows, go to Tuesdays. And if you go to North State Local Voices, all of my interviews are there that you can listen to. Going to the show for your archives works much better than going to the tab that says archives. So go to shows Tuesday, North State Local Voices, to listen to my other programs. I will be ending North State Local Voices at the end of April. Next week will be my last interview, and it will be with Leah McLean from KZFR, and she is the volunteer coordinator. So we'll catch up a little bit about KZFR, we'll catch up a little about Leah. And, you know, I really enjoyed doing this show. I've learned so much about different organizations that I didn't know. I hope that you did as well. And again, you can listen to them on the KZFR website at North State Local Voices. I think it'll be up there for a little while. And, you know, thanks for listening to KZFR. KZFR is a community radio station, and there's not many of them. And Chico has a pretty special community, and KZFR is a perfect example of that. So thanks for listening and supporting. I am going to end this show with a song by my muse, River Under the River. And again, thanks everybody.
River, run, river, run, water, run. Run, river, run, river, run, water, run. don't we begin?
This is Fresh Hop Cinema.
Hey, and welcome to Fresh Hop Cinema, a craft beer and film podcast and radio show based in Chico, California, telling you what you should be watching and what you should be drinking, and sometimes what you shouldn't be on either occasion. My name is Max Minardi.
Johann von Sommers reporting for duty.
This week on the show, we crack open the crypt and share our thoughts on Renfield, the latest from director Chris McKay, starring Nick Cage channeling Bela Lugosi by way of Bram Stoker, and Nicholas Holt as his quote-unquote familiar Renfield. Renfield is stuck under the oppressive and abusive thumb of his master, Dracula, and seeks help and victims at a local Abusers Anonymous group. But before we get to that, Johnny, tell these people what we are drinking.
We are drinking beers from Rar Brewing, pronounced Rar like a cat, out of Cambridge, Maryland. Beer number one is called Out of Order, Here Kitty Kitty. It is a smoothie sour ale with flavors of bourbon, maple, pancake, or bourbon, maple, bacon,
a lot of stuff.
Cupcakes. Bourbon, maple, bacon, cupcakes.
Perfect.
Beer number two is their Out of Order series again. It is called Wowzers. It is a smoothie sour ale. You guessed it. And its flavor is fluffy raspberry cinnamon rolls with icing.
Man, if you're listening on KZFR 90.1 FM, we hope you're having a terrific Thursday evening. As a quick heads up, you're only going to be hearing the first 30 minutes of our show, which includes our first beer review and the spoiler-free portion of our discussion of Renfield. That said, if you are so inclined to listen to the show in its entirety, which includes spoilers for the movie, a second entire beer review, and the always entertaining Hot and Bothered segment, Johnny will tell you what to do.
You're going
to
go search for the Fresh Hop Cinema podcast on Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Apple Podcastuses. We release new episodes every Friday morning at 7 a.m. We've been doing that since 2016, so if you like what you're hearing, go leave a 5-star rating on the Apple Podcasts and let us know that you did. Just brag about it.
This is our 300th episode.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for that long.
If you don't rate an episode, you should, I mean, if you haven't done it yet,
yeah,
do it now.
It's 300. Come on.
You've had 300 weeks. That's like a year of weeks.
Sure, I think it's more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Anyways, do that, please.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. To hang out with us on social media, search Fresh Hop Cinema on Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, or Untappd, or just head over to our website, freshhopcinema.com.
That's, I think, all of the housekeeping we have, Johnny. So why don't you take us into the brewery? You said it's called Rar. It's pronounced Rar like a kitten. How is it spelled?
R-A-R.
Okay, tell me more.
They're based in Cambridge, Maryland, like we said, on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay, the local boys brewing local beers. We built our brewery in an 80-year-old former pool hall and bowling alley with the goal of maintaining the building's history while producing well-balanced American brews 10 barrels at a time. Pop quiz, remember last week?
I forgot.
How many gallons are in a barrel of beer?
I know this. Hang on. I know how many. Did I guess too high or too low?
Way too high.
I guessed way too high.
Yeah.
What did I guess?
Like 200.
I guess 120, I bet. Is it like 53?
It's 31.
Damn it.
Yep. Proudly brewing since the summer of 2013, so happy 10 years, guys, with no intentions of slowing down, striving to continuously produce products that our community can take pride in. A lot of peas in that description.
So it sounds like they go for like safe, traditional style beers is what I'm guessing. And as you're digging it out of the icy trenches of our podcast today.
Nothing weird or out of order at all.
Obviously we're being sarcastic. You heard the intro. This is not a traditional beer. This is a smoothie sour. And both of our beers today are. And you said that these are both from a series called Out of Order.
Mm-hmm.
And this first one is called Here Kitty Kitty. And it's 6.2%. And you said the flavors are bourbon, maple, bacon, cupcakes. Now, do we know if this beer was brewed with those things?